You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're here today with Bruce Allinson and Sam Elkis, and we're talking about prostate cancer, a subject that a lot of men don't talk about a lot, and I guess that's the reason for your visit today, is to help to promote the awareness of prostate cancer, things that that people need to know about. How long have you been involved? Well, let's start with Bruce.
I've been involved since 2004. Was the first year we had the breakfast meeting. I think we started in 2004, and the first meeting, I think, was 2006. So that meeting, we met in the Museum of Beaux-Arts, and we had 150 people squeezed into that little center.
Now, you're talking about the annual breakfast that you have for awareness for prostate cancer?
Right. Yeah. It's a fundraiser.
Okay.
Fundraiser for research.
Oh, great. And that's happening again this year?
Yes, it is.
What's the date?
This year it's on October the 6th, and it's following a very successful one that we had last year, where we had 200 people show up at $150 a pop, and that was kind of nice. Great breakfast served by the Delta. And the interesting thing was that 15 of those 200 were women.
Wow.
Normally women are not interested, but they should be. Their husbands normally are, you know, a bit macho or not interested in following up on issues like that. So we asked the women to press their husbands to get verified and checked.
Well, really, this is a disease that affects entire families. Everyone has a husband or a son who's susceptible to getting prostate cancer, something that's not talked about an awful lot.
No, and one out of seven are diagnosed with cancer, and we lose 80 Canadians a week.
80 Canadians a week die of prostate cancer.
That's right. And you know, Bud and I went through treatment, and one would almost think it was more than that in Sherbrooke. It seems to me that every time you turn around, you know, you hear that somebody has prostate cancer. So it wouldn't surprise me that there's one out of five in this area.
One out of five, possibly, in this area have prostate cancer. You yourself had?
We had. I'll
be 9 years in October since I had my surgery. And I had radical prostatectomy, which is one type of treatment that they have. And Sam had another type of treatment, which he can tell you about. But mm-hmm. I've been cancer-free for the last nearly 9 years. And the readings from the PSA and are really good. So keep my fingers crossed. It'll go on.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you both had different types of treatment for prostate cancer, but you're both here.
You're both here.
That's great.
You know, it's just a matter of being, you know, it's a checkup every year and, you know, going through the rectal examination and doing the blood work, which is nothing really. And that's when they can detect. In my case, the doctor felt a nodule and felt that maybe it was a tumor. And when they did a biopsy, they found that the nodule was nothing more than a calcium deposit. But while they were there, they checked the rest of the prostate, and they found all kinds of cancer. And I had 38 treatments of radiation. And we're very, very fortunate. We have great service here in Sherbrooke.
We're lucky.
Very, very fortunate.
We have great healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you had 38 treatments of radiation therapy, and you're...
All this in... I went up for, it was 5 days a week for 8 weeks.
8 weeks. Yeah. That's long. But you're, as we said, you're here and you look very healthy and very happy.
Yes, we are. But they check us out once a year. And PSA is still very low, so the signs are good.
The PSA is, for people who don't know, the...
Is a prostate...
specific antigen?
That's
you got it. Thanks.
That's okay. And that indicates levels of prostate specific antigen in the bloodstream that can indicate cancer, or it can be a false positive as well. There's been some controversy about that, but some testing is better than no testing. Mm-hmm. And you found yours based on an examination which was done in the doctor's office.
That's
takes
right.
2 seconds to do it.
Exactly.
And it's helped to save your life, even though it wasn't specifically the cancer that was detected because of the further examination. Seems to me that's a little very small thing to go through for having a chance to save your life and not have to go through a really, really bad scene with cancer. has just recently in the news, Jack Layton, who had had prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not something that you would be ashamed of. It's something that you should be able to talk about. As men are hesitant to talk amongst themselves about it, it seems as if it's a part of the weakness of the male ego. So, I have coffee quite often with a group of men, and that group are probably about 20 people. I swear that there's 12 or more that have had prostate treatment of one kind or another.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable. But some of them will talk about it very openly. Others will not talk about it. They just seem to put it aside and forget about it.
I find that hard,
too. But it can be very, very helpful. I had some close friends of mine that I had no idea that they had prostate cancer. And they came to me when they heard that I was afflicted with it. They came to me and they opened right up. And they were very, very helpful. And this was even before I had my surgery. And they came to see me when I was in the hospital, when I had the surgery.
That's
so
nice.
It's something that you share. It's not something that we need to be ashamed of. It's something that you share with your fellow man. It's very important. And the yearly checkup is very, very important. Very important.
Well, a lot of us, you know, skip that part of the examination. Because sometimes the doctor will give you an option to skip that. So probably not a good thing to skip that. I mean, I've been skipping it, and I think probably this year I'm not going to skip it. I have my annual coming up in 2 weeks.
Strongly advise. I would strongly advise you to go the route to make sure. Better to find out that there's nothing than to find out too late.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's easy to say, well, I'd rather not know. Not a good response, probably. No, because you find out eventually anyway.
Well, awareness is very important. You know, this whole Procure organization looks at awareness, information gathering, and, of course, research. And as far as awareness is concerned, last year we approached Tony O'Donnell at Bishop's, and we got the football team, the rugby team, and the basketball team in their sweaters and got them all lined up in the arena, and not the arena, the gym, and Dr. Carmel put on a presentation which really touched them. Now, you know, these kids are 19, 20 years old. You're never too young to learn about prostate cancer after the presentation. But these guys were and gals were glued to Dr. Carmel's presentation because he reflected on, you know, athletes and coaches that were known to these people who have been affected by prostate cancer and some who have died. And so, they were very, very interested. And at the end, we told them, listen, do yourself a favor. Call your dads and your uncles and tell them to get themselves checked.
What a good approach. Yeah. What a really good approach. So that brings up another point that I'd read about and doing a little bit of reading beforehand was that prostate cancer is affecting younger people all the time. And it used to be years ago that it was just older people, and that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, the youngest case that I have heard of was 48 years old. 48 for full-blown. Fortunately, they had the proper treatment, and they were able to survive. There's no problem today. They have their regular checkups, but that's quite something at 48.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that there's people that are younger than that that have been diagnosed. There's no age for it, practically.
No, amazing. Yeah. Of course, with things changing in our environment, we take in more chemicals all the time. Can't really avoid it. It's everywhere in the environment, and that has an effect on the body. It seems to be that prostate cancer is one of those cancers that is affecting younger people all the time due to things like that. Unfortunate. And the research that you mentioned, raising money for research, is very, very important. Mm-hmm.
Well, the four big universities in Quebec, which is McGill, University of Montreal, Laval, and Sherbrooke, and they all have a research facility in which they're working on prostate cancer, and it's called a biobank.
Wow.
And in that biobank is a specimen of every biopsy that they've done in one establishment or the other that is shared amongst themselves.
Huh.
And this was started by a gentleman in Montreal who was afflicted by cancer, and he went out of the country to have his treatment, but only because of the time aspect. And so this biobank has been very, very helpful. And the funds that we raise here stay here for the research that's being done here. And there are also funds from elsewhere that are shared with us here in Sherbrooke. And we're very, very fortunate to have Dr. Carmel sit on our committee with us because he keeps us informed of what's going on in that world.
And you're not going to get the same message as last year from Dr. Carmel because, you know, he's part of the research team. So he can keep us up to date with what's going on, and that's what makes each breakfast is so interesting.
Now, we mentioned the breakfast and raising money for research for prostate cancer, and I don't know if we talked much about the organization that you're part of that does this, that actually puts this on. What is that organization? Who makes that up, and how does that work?
Well, it's called Procure, P-R-O-C-U-R-E, mm-hmm. and it's to cure prostate cancer. So
nice.
It's kind of, and their offices are in Montreal, and they have a march on the Mount Royal, which is held every June, is it? June?
Yeah,
no,
June.
It's in the fall.
Yeah, well, no, it's a there's Father's Day. There is.
That's right.
The Father's Day walk, and there is a, you know, a national campaign, and a lot of them is the
mustache.
The mustache.
Oh,
Movember. So, you know, there's quite a bit of awareness. You get June, and of course you get October in our case, and then November. So it's kind of neat, and we have a cross section of all kinds of folks. The presidents, the co-chairs this year are Michael Goldblum for Bishop's University, and Hugo Dubé, who's an actor, a comedian, and of course Dr. Carmel, who sort of presides over the committee. And then we have Bud, and we have people from Technica, Donald Bonsin, Serge Faure as counselor, and Camille Fortier, ex-municipal counselor as well. Lawyer Frechette is on our committee, and Denis Lessard, Serge Matt, Richard Millette, and Michel Pinard, all people who are very interested in supporting the organization.
Procure.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that we can find online?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, Procure, P-R-O-C-U-R-E, Prostate
right.
Cure.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the organization. The breakfast is coming up. We'll just mention the date again.
October 6th.
October 6th. That's at the Delta Hotel.
Delta Hotel, and it's at 7:30, and we try to get everybody out of there by 9 o'clock.
Okay, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 at October 6th at the Delta Hotel. Do you know what day of the week that is offhand?
I think it's Thursday.
A Thursday?
Yeah.
That's a good idea to have breakfast on a Thursday morning at the Delta at 7:30. Help to raise money for research into something that we don't talk enough about, prostate cancer. We should mention also the price is $150, but the proceeds go to a cure for prostate cancer, increased research. There are tax receipts available, I suppose?
Yeah, definitely. For
okay.
Last year was $138 receipt for the $150 breakfast.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
You get some benefit out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody is interested, they could take a whole table. A whole table is $1,000.
Yes.
For eight tickets, is tables of eight. So for $1,000, they can have a whole table. So if anybody's listening who has a company or something that they want to make their employees aware of it, here's a good chance to have eight of their employees come and find out firsthand what's going on in that part of the world.
Well, we've been talking with Sam Elkis and Bruce Allenson, members of Procure, talking about the breakfast that's coming up to raise funds for research into prostate cancer. Procure, P-R-O-C-U-R-E, if you want to look that up. And it's been wonderful having you here in our studios, and I thank you very much for the work that you are doing in helping men to open their mouths and talk about this and get it out into the open so that no more men die because they were too shy to say anything.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Okay.